for it when you're ready. Right, how y'all doing out there? Listening land, this is your brother Reese, Reese's Pieces, P-E-A-C-E-S, for the pieces. It takes enlightenment to keep the peace, because we all have challenges in our everyday life, and it is natural to have challenges, obstructions in your everyday life. So you cannot solve everything with love. You got to solve it with intelligence as well. So intelligence, universal harmony, that helps to keep the peace in your life. Then that's when peace equals prosperity, not just relaxing and then having to go through the same negativity all over again. So those are two different things. So on that note, we want to talk about enlightenment. And enlightenment is spiritual intelligence. We're all born with it. We just have to develop it. And one thing that we do since we're born, from the time we're born, is our awareness is created more and more. Just like when you're a little baby, you may not remember, but your mom will have you on her lap and point to your eyes and say, eyes, eyes, and you have to repeat it, nose, nose, and you have to repeat it. And she's bringing these things into your sphere of awareness. And after doing it enough times, then you'll remember it. Then she starts giving you short phrases, short sentences, you know, hey, wash your face. You know, you remember what your face is. So it is up to us to use positive repetition such as this to lift up our level of awareness and clarity. And then as we keep going, we're able to do things for ourselves and then able to do things effectively. So in that light, we have to remember we were all put down here for a purpose, a divine purpose. We were not put down here for generations of slavery or generations of exploitation. We were not put down here for generational ignorance that leads to both. We were put down here for the enlightenment that actually gets us out of it. So at all times, we have to be working to advance our level of knowledge and clarity about our present situation so that we can overstand it and overcome it. And then our life will be whatever we want it to be. The sky will be no limit, right? If we don't do these things, that's what leads to generational ignorance, which will lead to generational curse, you know, and the answer was really you and your advanced awareness all along. So when we were put down here, yeah, we were put down here in human form as babies, but inside of us is the omniscient intelligence where our creator created us in his own image. And that's to put us down here with divine purpose. It's no different than a parent giving birth to a child. You're going to have a purpose for that child. You want the best for that child. You want that child to do better than you. So we were put down here with divine purpose to make this present reality better than what it is. So individually and then collectively, every age group really has that duty. But you have to have the correct knowledge of why, let's just say the age group before you, the things that worked, worked, and the things that didn't work, didn't work. And you have to have that intelligence and that clarity and able to do better. So it's like getting good at anything. I don't care if it's a craft or whatever it is. The repetition and the study to hone that craft so that you understand what you're doing, and then you keep doing it and you get better at it, and then more enlightenment comes to you about how to do it more effectively. But what are you doing? You're just simply not wasting your time, and you're busying yourself because the intelligence is already inside of you. But through the repetition, you advance your level of awareness in that craft or that subject or whatever it is. And then you get better. And then you finally get that reward, which is more vision on how to make it better. And we're supposed to be doing this as a race, us melanated people. We're supposed to be doing this individually. We're supposed to be doing this collectively as men, as women, and as children, and as a unit. So one distinguishment that I do want to make is enlightenment versus education. When you look up the etymology of the word education, education or to educate actually means to train. And to train, an example I like to give is You can train a dog, like when you go to the airport, he sniffs the suitcases for drugs, right? So you can elevate the consciousness of the dog, and that's usually through a reward or giving them a treat, to sniff for drugs. So you can train somebody for a job. That doesn't mean that you've enlightened them. Enlightened people don't go for the job bit. Enlightened people have vision. Well, we know that this particular product is in hot demand, and we're going to pool our resources and buy a manufacturing building and equipment and machinery and then hire labor so that we can boost some real profits, some dividends, right? And then with that money making millions, we can make where we live that much better. That's enlightenment. But just working a job, even though you're a good person, and I understand you got responsibilities, maybe even family, you'll be sustaining, but you won't be thriving and advancing like those who have the enlightenment and the vision. So this is why you're always supposed to take knowledge from where you are, you know, wherever you're working, from that workplace. What is it to be on time? What is it to do this type of work? Well, you know, instead of being kind of on the middle or on the bottom, I want to be on the top. I want to be the next one to invest and be the corporation in this type of work so that I get dividends, not the little salary, wage earning paychecks. All a paycheck means is being a hired hand. Like if somebody has a huge amount of farmland and they can't do all the work themselves, so they're paying somebody a couple of bucks to just be a hired hand. Well, that's what these franchises are doing when they have you sign the work agreement. And of course, you agree to salary, which means you're going to do most of the work and you're agreeing to accept, you know, hourly wages, which is not much money. Real money is dividends. And of course, that stuff is discussed and the legal papers are drawn up and signed for all of those who are going to invest and make the real money. That's done before they put up the help wanted sign. Where you know, when somebody like yourself or a wage earner is going to come in to work and obviously sign a different paper that says he's going to make a lot less money. So I remember somebody was complaining a little while ago. They were like, Sears, man, multi-billion dollar a year company, you know, won't give a brother a raise, right? And I'm like, did you sign any papers saying that you were part of the corporate entity, especially to receive dividends? You know, and of course he has to say no. So, did you sign a paper saying that you were going to receive salary and wages per hour? Yeah, per hour, because who's going to be doing all the work per hour? Me. Salary and wages, you know, like a job, J-O-B just over broke as far as the amount of pay, right? Yeah, well, that's what you signed. So you didn't sign anything saying that, you know, you were going to get the real money, let's say, dividends. That was all signed and done, you know, before you came. You were like the last piece of the puzzle. Well, we got the equipment and building up and all that. You know, who's going to come in and work? So you're being trained through salary and wages to just simply do a job, keep doing a job like a hamster on a treadmill, maybe even tacking more work on you. And the raises are not going to be that frequent, and they're not going to be that much. So that's pretty much what you agreed to. You're just being trained to do the work. Somebody else is, you know, getting most of the money. But you are in their vision. You're in their system of enlightenment. That's what you have to understand. So I don't care how moral or good of a person you are, how dedicated you are, and you want to come there and work your butt off every day. It was designed from get-go basically as a system of exploitation where they would train somebody else how to do the work to make the product that sells, right? But they were going to sit back and do none of the work and take all the money. This has been going on a long time because you hear us say generational curse. It's time for us to dig into the guts of this and to understand this. And this way, you know, the older can start training the middle age and the younger, not to start, you know, just using up so many years and decades of their life doing so much work and receiving little pay. basically enough pay to survive or whatever, right? We can start putting our heads together with some vision. What do we need? What do we like to buy? You know, start getting the land so that we can manufacture the resources to make leather gym shoes or TVs or whatever it is. You know, when Japan was bombed, they had to do something. Nobody's going to love you so much that they're going to pay for you. So they had to start coming up with those new Japanese corporations, you know, Suzuki, Honda, Sony, Mitsubishi, Motorola. They had to do it. There's no way in the world that they're going to get those millions and billions of dollars to rebuild Japan after Japan looked like a garbage can after the atomic bomb hit it. Nobody was going to give them that kind of money. They had to reinvest themselves in themselves. If they would have worked for someone else and been part of someone else's vision, but what would that vision be for them? Peanuts. Not enough to clean up the country or transform the country back to where it was and better, right? So it's time that we understand we have to break our own curse with the knowledge of truth, with that light, and start investing in ourselves. And then when you're on that level of enlightenment, you know, you have to have a rule. You know, everyone that you associate with lives on your level, or they basically kind of banished from your presence. You don't need anybody sucking you dry or draining you while you're trying to move ahead. You're trying to go up. You don't need anybody pulling you down. You don't have a prize yet. You're not where you want to be yet. You're scrapping and scraping. You don't need nothing that's pulling you down. You don't need any distractions. You know, when you hone in on a goal, you mean business. And why not? You already got the intelligence to get you there. The only thing you need secondary to that is the work ethic. So with those two things, you're going to get there. So you don't need anybody that's slowing you down, that's holding you back. So at all times, you want to live in that present enlightened state where you are aware of that I'm here to build my future. I'm not just here to be a hamster in a treadmill, you know, doing all the work, but getting nowhere financially, right? So, and when people say things like this, you know, I'm an older guy, so a lot of the argument opposing this decades ago was, you know, integration and this and that. But integration should not substitute for our own enlightened advancement. How well you get along with somebody else, I mean, that's fine. And if you get along with somebody else and build a business or whatever, that's fine. But at the same time, I'm talking about us collectively. Nobody's going to pay our collective price. Nobody's going to pay our race bill. We keep saying we want the melanated community to get that much better. We will know when we get significantly better because we will have been the ones who've done all the work. It's just that simple. Nobody's going to do all that amount of work and then give that kind of legacy money to you instead of themselves and their future generations. Nobody's going to integrate with you and love you that much or look past your color that much. It ain't happening, okay? So when we hear messages like this, we have to take the accountability. Right, we have to take the accountability because it is our responsibility. You know, the Most High put that intelligence in you, and He gave you the ability to be and to do. So it's up to you to intelligently use the work ethic and continually use your life to build towards your progress. And at the end, if you don't do it, it's nobody else's fault but yours. It's not a Democrats or Republicans. It's not integration's fault. It's only one fault, that's yours. I don't care how much you complain about these other things, right? So it's your fault not to be distracted. So if the Most High equipped you and gave you an intelligence and ability, right, to do these type of things, and then to build yourself and to have a freedom and a prosperity to actually be better than the generation or age group before you, or to be one of the best generations or age groups ever. Well, that's why you were created. You were created in the image of the Most High. Like a parent would want this out of their child, that's what the Most High would want out of you. So who are you to deny yourself that? Who are you to make excuses? Who are you to give in to distractions, right? You always have to be into that heightened self-seriousness that this is now. The time is always now. It's not about waiting on somebody. I'm waiting on Jesus. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is inside of you, right? He told you to pray to the Father, our Father, right? Told you to pray for deliverance and for what to do. So even when you look in the Bible, all of the Bible characters, they got some kind of instruction for the Most High about what to do. They had to go do it. They didn't just have a red carpet rolled out, you know. And that's most of your religious books and religions anyway. Right? So it is up to us to continually advance, right? And it is up to us to detach ourselves from the things that do not bring us production, right? So we have to get rid of a lot of mindsets. We have to get rid of the consumer mindset, because all we're doing, again, we're buying things at the manufacturer's price to fulfill their vision of financial success for themselves. Then they go back and transform their gated communities, right? They go back and, what's the word, add to the equipment and ability of their schools. When you got more money, there's so much you can do. We can pay some of these retired melanated professors outside of school hours or in the summer, and the very best of our children, right, keep them going from people who have taught there, done that. We can get some of the accomplished people in different fields. These are things we can do when we simply transform our money into ourselves instead of somebody else. We give away an estimated $400 billion a month, the melanated community. Nobody gives away more money than us. But we're trained to do that. We're trained to love everybody and just see no color. But the problem at that point is love is taken away from self-responsibility. When you give your money away, love is taken away from your financial empowerment and divine vision, where you can use that money to advance yourself. It's about time that we stop doing these things. And then when somebody brings up a message like this, because I'm certainly not the first, we need to stop criticizing this message. If I'm saying that the divine put you here to advance yourself, who are you to criticize that? You know, what do you want to do, be a loser? And then if you have loser knowledge, that's all you'll be able to teach, you know, those who come after you. So you always have to be willing to learn. We've gone through cycles of saying that the highest thing we can do is morality. But if all you're doing is being moral, overworked, underpaid to somebody else's financial vision, and you're teaching your children to do the same, okay, then there's no financial escalation here. Then there's no financial ability to transform your situation, because it's always going to take money. You know, whether it's a better school or another school, you got to pay for the building, the people to build the school, the people to teach. It's always going to take some money, because we live in a money-based society. So it only makes sense that we keep an intelligent base to ourselves so that our labor will support our vision. Nobody outside of the Creator himself is going to have a more intelligent and happy and more passionate vision about us than us, because everybody else, other races and everything, they're thinking about themselves. They're thinking about their future generation, those that are younger than them. They have that responsibility. So as much as some of us don't want to hear it, they're not going to put us in that space, because we simply don't belong there. You know, honor your mother, and that's because you honor the children first, right? But that says your mother, and that mother's going to honor her child, because that's who she brought there. That's the way this is supposed to work, and it works with all other races. You don't have any of them, you know, saying, well, forget my child, or I'll only raise my child 50% of the time, or half of the year, or half of the month, because I want to love everybody. You know, they don't do that. It doesn't work like that. It's time for us to get out of some of these unproductive old ideas that for some reason sounded good to people, I guess from a love standpoint, but they don't work from a self-responsibility standpoint. So it's time for us to evolve past that. Okay? So, and you should want to always progress anyway, because knowledge never stops. Intelligence never stops. Then your productivity and your ability to produce never stops. And then you get to that point where you can get to a divine level. You know, just think, if we kept a $400 billion to ourselves, we can get who we know are the most intelligent and wise melanated men and women in different avenues of work and business and productivity and spirituality and all that, and work together to produce our own vision, because we love ourselves and we love whoever we brought here. And nobody else is going to give us that level of love outside of ourselves. They're too busy doing that with their own. So I just really wanted to bring this in about enlightenment. We already have that type of intelligence inside of us, but it is up to us to work to continually produce it, to get the clarity to overstand the situation that we're in now. That's nothing that we can't do. Knowledge is forever. So if we continually trying to learn, we will definitely understand our situation, what's wrong with it, and then how to correct it and overstand it. We'll definitely do it. We will get out of the cycles that the majority of us have been taught to be in, of so-called education. Only enough moral awareness and definitely not enough financial intelligence to keep working for somebody else and making them rich. And then we confuse that. Oh, they're integrating with us. They love us. Okay, but why? But why? You know, if I was a KKK guy and you love me that much, you know, to be overworked, underpaid, and I don't have to do nothing, I'm just sitting back, I'm waiting on him to do the work, I'm going to take most of the money, you know. Yeah, I'd put up a sign and say, oh, I love melanated people, even though I'm KKK, right? Stop calling you the N-word and call you sir, right? But just keep being that hamster on a treadmill that's making me rich instead of you, you know. So it just comes to this point. You have to want to attain enlightenment. You limit yourself to ignorance, not just lack of money, but ignorance. There's a lot of people who are not financially literate. There's a lot of people, most of our people are still working those 9-to-5s, and they don't like their job. Because why? Because their job is not productive for them. It's not productive for them to do any better while they're out here stressing and straining and scrapping and scraping, right? So it's time for all of that to stop, and it's only going to stop with us. You know, you have to want the enlightenment, you know. You get these college degrees, and these corporations are taking some of our best to make even more millions and billions for them instead of us, right? Well, but that, because that's part of their enlightened vision. Well, some of the most enlightened from other races are going to have something different to contribute to my success. Oh, well, if we're going to do the love thing and they're going to love us that much, come on in. Okay, but where's that plan for us? It's our people that they're confiscating, right? So where's that plan for us? And then we're sitting back here being quote-unquote educated. So you see, going through grade school and high school, you know, this knowledge is not put in us, right? So it's up to us to advance our level of clarity so that we can change this thing. That's up to us. Nobody's going to do it for us, right? It's up to us to say, I demand this. And then I can get to that plateau where we can collectively do what we were put down here for, which is to advance, to do better than we have done in the past. Because nobody is going to build that structural foundation for us. You know, we have to do it ourselves. So, well, that brings me, I guess I could say, to the end of what I'm going to say. Remember, enlightenment, you know, ignorance, you know, education can be a form of ignorance. Definitely can. Who's quote unquote educating you and to do what? Right? So again, you have to be enlightened about that, don't you? Right? Okay, so this is your brother Reese. I thank you all for listening.